Brandy is in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump Tui. Well, it's actually Trump Tim as Jen is off on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Brandy, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I mean, this is a good week to get in. Jen's off. I have one eye.
I was going to say, you can't even see.
I mean, this is the time. People are reacting to Stevie's reaction. Did you see it? I've only had it on our Facebook story.
Yet.
Oh, you're getting a lot of reactions with your authentic, what is wrong with your eye?
I forgot I was wearing pimple patches as well.
Oh, it looks good, really though. Good. It looks good.
Thank you.
With the blue instead of the yellow or whatever you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so Brandy, whenever you are ready, ask me to leave the room and producer Stevie will take over.
Sure. Tim, one-eyed Tim, can you leave the room? Okay.
I can do that. It's going to take me a minute.
All right, he found the door. He is out of here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Perfect. We're going to start with, of course, question number one. So the World Cup final was yesterday, and it featured the first ever halftime show. And we had Spain versus Argentina. Spain won 1-0. Does soccer superstar Lionel Messi play for Spain or Argentina?
Spain.
All right, question number two. Ariana Grande teased fans with the first look at the music video for Petal during her Eternal Sunshine tour stop in New York. The clip is building anticipation for her eighth studio album, scheduled for release next Friday. Has Ariana Grande ever won a Grammy? Yes or no?
No.
Question number three. The Odyssey won the North American box office this weekend. The modern epic brought in almost $125 million in its debut weekend, giving it the biggest opening of the year. Now, in the film The Odyssey, which actress plays the role of Athena?
Matt Damon's girlfriend.
We'll take that as a guess. Better than nothing. Question number four. Tyla is getting her own Bratz doll, complete with her signature braided bob and two outfits inspired by some of her most memorable fashion moments. The doll will launch on July 27th. Now, speaking of Bratz dolls, I just need you to name one of the four original Bratz doll characters.
The one with the braids.
I like your guesses. All right, and question number five. Coleman Domingo is in talks to co-write a film based on the character of Princess Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. The film is not being described as a live-action remake, but rather a story inspired by the original film. Now, Coleman Domingo won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series in 2022 for his performance in which HBO drama series?
Weeds.
We'll go with Weeds on that one. Perfect. All right, Brandy, I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to grab Tim. Hopefully he's okay out there. Bring him back in the room. That's all coming up next.
Thank you.
We're playing a round of Trump Tim as Jen has the day off today on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. We have Brandy in Cleveland. It's really tough to read with one eye. Brandy in Cleveland.
So I was wondering what you were making that look for.
Look it down. It's blurry of Cleveland. She answered five questions a minute ago. I was in the hallway. I have no idea what happened. So how'd Brandy do?
Brandy got none. But I enjoyed her guesses a lot.
You're being so nice to me. You saw the picture with the eye patch. The eye patch is off. Stevie has to look at my face and my red eye for who knows how long it'll be this way. And she was just being nice to me, which I appreciate. It's Monday.
I'm saying her guesses were great, very entertaining. I enjoyed them.
I tell you what, entertaining guesses sometimes are even better than the correct answer.
I love when people just take a guess.
Brandy, did she drop the hammer on you with these questions? I mean, were they tough? Because sometimes that happens. Yes. We've both done it.
Yeah, you said that Jen was out and they would be easy. No, these are dead questions.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what happens then. Same five questions Brandy was asked just a minute ago.
Question number one. So the World Cup final was yesterday, and it featured the first ever halftime show. Spain won the tournament against Argentina 1-0. Does soccer superstar Lionel Messi play for Spain or Argentina?
He plays for Argentina.
He does.
You watch that halftime show?
I've seen clips of it on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, very slow.
Chilled out. I like the way they brought him on. Yeah. Ted Lasso was there, and kind of that was. I thought that was a cool twist to it.
Yeah. I think it was a nice add-on. Like it made it feel.
And it just reminds you of like how talented Justin Bieber is. Mm-hmm.
Just
It's just him and an acoustic guitar on the field. It was it. No, nobody talking. It was just all eyes on Justin Bieber at the time. Shakira was fantastic. Uh-huh. I mean,
I always love when Shakira.
Oh, she's so good. Yeah.
Question number two: Ariana Grande teased fans with the first look at the music video for Petal during her Eternal Sunshine tour stop in New York. The clip is building anticipation for her 8th studio album scheduled for release next Friday. Has Ariana Grande ever won a Grammy? Yes or no?
She had to have. I'm going to say yes. She has to have at least one.
Yes, she has three.
Oh, she has three. Okay.
Question number three. The Odyssey won the North American box office this weekend. The modern epic brought in almost $125 million in its debut weekend, giving it the biggest opening of the year. Which actress plays the role of Athena in the film The Odyssey?
Ooh, is it Anne Hathaway? Anne Hathaway.
Nope. She's in it, just not Athena.
Matt Damon's in Zendaya?
Yes.
Oh! Picked the wrong one.
Brandy said Matt Damon's girlfriend. So.
Ooh, you didn't give it to her? I'm surprised you didn't give it to her.
Well, because Zendaya's married, so you
that's
can't
true.
Do that.
She is married. Is Tom Holland in it, too?
He is also in the film.
That's right, he's in it, too.
Yes.
It's got to be great. Okay.
Question number... Everybody's in it. I was looking at the cast.
Well, it pulled in a ton of money, and then there was a story like even Tom Cruise was trying to get in, and then he got blocked that he couldn't get in, then he rented out an entire movie theater because he wanted to see it. Because then I started looking, was Tom Cruise in it in some type of surprise role, and he wasn't. He just wanted to see the film.
Question number four. Tyla is getting her own Bratz doll, complete with her signature braided bob in two outfits inspired by some of her most memorable fashion moments. The doll will launch on July 27th. Tim, I just need you to name one of the four original Bratz doll characters.
Jade.
Yes. Is that one your favorite?
Yes.
You knew it right away.
Thank you, Jen.
Exactly. Question number five. Coleman Domingo is in talks to co-write a film based on the character of Princess Tiana from The Princess
and the Frog.
Was
there a Chloe?
Yes.
I knew it.
Chloe, Yasmin, Jade, and Sasha.
Thank you. I don't know why I remember that. I remember what they look like, and I was like, "Oh, those are those are cool dolls. Like those are." And I remember Jade, and that's Chloe was another one. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you're good. You're very curious about the Bratz.
I was.
Are you going to get the Tyla Bratz doll?
I probably will. I'll get it for my 11-year-old. For me, when do you get stuff for your kids? For you,
it's
often.
An excuse. Yeah. Question five. Coleman Domingo is in talks to co-write a film based on the character of Princess Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. The film is not being described as a live-action remake, but rather a story inspired by the original film. Now, Coleman Domingo won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series back in 2022 for his performance in which HBO drama series?
Euphoria? I don't know.
Yes.
Is it?
It is Euphoria.
It's been so long since seasons have been released. You know, I mean, I don't know if 2022 is it.
I didn't realize he won it. He should win it for this season.
That's what you said. No, I am so. I have so many shows to catch up on. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Brandy, none. Tim, four.
All right. Thanks for being nice to me, Brandy.
Good
I appreciate
job.
That. I appreciate
I know,
you being
did
nice.
Good. I didn't think you'd know Bratz, but
no,
you did.
Why would you know Bratz, though? That's one of those things that just, you know how Jen takes those guesses and they're really educated and very good guesses. A lot of times that's how she wins it. That's one of those. I remember Jade for some reason as a Bratz doll and clearly Chloe after way after the buzzer. Well, Brandy, I hope you have a great day. It was a fun to battle you out, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Brandy from Cleveland. I did not trump one-eyed Timmy.
Dave's in Cleveland going to play this round. Well, it's Trump Timmy because Jen is off. It's brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well, Tim. How about you there? How's that one eye doing?
Yeah, that's right. Right eye Richards is still going. My right eye is a good one. The other one. Literally, my wife just asked me, she's like, how's it going? I said, it's kind of like yesterday. Just in Stevie's.
What side of the road are you driving on now?
Avoid Tim if you're on the road.
Stevie's reaction, because she hadn't seen any pictures or anything like that of it over the weekend, and those that just joining us have eye surgery, so that's what's been going on. Her reaction is pure and fantastic. Even Jen on vacation texts me. She's like, Stevie's reaction to the first time seeing your eye is next level. It's all over our socials. It's on our stories is where I posted it for now. All right, Dave. Well, whenever you're ready, brother, kick me out so then Steve, you can take over.
Tim, make your way out the room, but be careful.
All right. Sounds good, Dave. Thanks, buddy.
I did ask him how it was driving in. He said he made it just fine with eye, so we'll see how going home is for him.
kind of surgery did he have? I missed it.
Oh, something with his eye, his retina, something like that. I don't really know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah,
he had some issues with that eye.
Yeah, it was definitely his retina, some sort. I don't know what they did to him, but it's not looking good.
Kind of like you with the dentist. You know?
We don't even need to get into the dentist. All right, Dave, are you ready for these questions?
I hope so. I hope I do better than the last caller.
We'll see. As long as you get one, I'll be happy. Here we go. Okay. Question number one. Tom Brady and Logan Paul went viral after an apparent slap at a Fanatics Fest. Now people online are saying it appears to be staged upon closer review of the footage. Now, Tom Brady is best known for playing what sport?
Football.
See, there you go.
Easy peasy.
Off to a great start. And now all that matters is you got that one. It doesn't even matter what happens from here. Question number two. Britney Spears' son, Jaden James Federline, pushed back on viral rumors claiming his mom has been cloned. He said in a pre-recorded stream that the claims are ridiculous and the conspiracy theories highlight how misinformation spreads online. Now, is her son, Jaden, older or younger than his brother, Sean Preston?
Repeat that last part again. Who's the son older?
Is Britney Spears. She has two sons, Jaden and Sean. Is Jaden older or younger than Sean?
I would say younger.
We'll go younger. Question number three. Coleman Domingo is in talks to co-write a film based on the character of Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog. The film is not being described as a live-action remake, but rather a story inspired by the original film. Now, in The Princess and the Frog, what city does the movie take place?
Boy, I'll say Paris.
We'll go Paris for that one. All right, question number four. Apparently, the work on Princess Diaries 3 has not come easily. Anne Hathaway said in a recent interview that the first draft of the script had to be scrapped. But she said, quote, I think we had a story breakthrough now. What is the name of the character Anne Hathaway plays in the Princess Diary films?
Claire.
We'll go Claire. All right, question number.
I have no idea.
Got something in, though. That's all that matters. Question five. Hope you enjoyed seeing Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey because the director says it'll be a while before we get another film out of him. He also pointed out that he's been putting out a new movie in 3-year intervals, so expect it to be at least 2029 before we see another film of his. What is the name of his 2014 sci-fi adventure film about a NASA astronaut?
Astronaut.
We'll go astronaut on that one. All right, Dave, I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to grab Tim, bring him back in the room. That's all coming up next.
Okie dokie.
Let's continue this round of Trump Tim as Jen has the day off today on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Brought to you by Apex Skin, still up for grabs. The pair of exclusive Jen and Tim Show mugs, $50 Apex Skin gift card, qualified for the grand prize, which is a $250 Apex Skin prize pack. Dave is in Cleveland. Did he answer more correctly than zero, which happened?
Yes, he did.
Oh, good. How many did he get?
He got two.
There you go, Dave. Got two.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. All right.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Tom Brady and Logan Paul went viral after an apparent slap at Fanatics Fest. Fish. And now people are saying it appears to be staged.
It is. Of course it is.
Yeah, I don't see them actually smacking each other.
It's a good smack, though. He did get him good. I know. But, yeah, it's
staged.
Why?
Tom Brady is known for playing what sport, Tim?
He's known for playing football.
Uh-huh. Not slapping. Have you seen that? That's a sport now, though?
That is, for some reason, randomly, I must stop on it on my For You page all the time.
I get it too.
Where they knock each other out. They slap as hard as... Can you imagine taking one slap from one of those?
No.
Have you ever seen that, Dave?
They sign up for that.
No, I have not.
Oh, they're hanging on with one... Well, yeah, it's an entire
thing.
Like
a whole tournament of slapping.
Of just slapping, putting chalk on their hand and hitting, like trying to knock you out.
I might be in the Olympics soon.
Maybe we bring set of arm wrestle.
Oh, Lord.
Let's show Jen a video. See if
could
she
you
did.
Imagine, Jen? We came up with something for Redemption Week, so we're gonna whoever slaps harder is the winner.
Yeah,
we didn't.
She'll study real good.
She would really love that. She would leave the show.
Question number two, valid. Britney Spears' son Jaden James Federline pushed back on viral rumors claiming that his mom had been cloned. He said in a pre-recorded stream that the claims are ridiculous and the conspiracy theories highlight how misinformation spreads online. Is Jaden Order younger than his brother, Sean Preston?
Oh, I think Sean Preston's older. So he's younger than Sean Preston, yes, I think. Yes. Okay, all right.
The fact that he had to clarify that is
ridiculous.
Crazy. Question three. Coleman Domingo is in talks to co-write a film based on the character of Princess Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. The film is not going to be a live-action remake, but rather a story inspired by the original film. In what city does the movie take place?
Ooh, I've never seen it. So I'm going to say New Philadelphia, Ohio.
No. It is a new, though. New Orleans.
Is it really? I had no idea. I should probably know that,
it's
in
like
general. Crush
like
me
Mardi
by
Gras.
Now. Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not.
Question.
Totally know that.
Number four. Apparently, the work on Princess Diaries 3 has not come easily. Anne Hathaway said in a recent interview that the first draft of the script had to be scrapped. But she says, quote, I think we had a story breakthrough now. What is the name of the character Anne Hathaway plays in the Princess Diaries films?
Well, is it Mia? I mean, I'm going Mia. I can't.
It is Mia.
Because I did not watch that newest one. The one you fell asleep on. In.
Which one?
Wait, what did you watch in Fall Asleep? Your matinee movie?
Oh, the Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
Only a brief sleep.
That's
it was
right.
A great movie still.
That's right. So, I was thinking something else. Yeah, yeah. It's
still
my
Anne Hathaway. You're all,
yep.
Question five. I hope you enjoyed seeing Christopher Nolan's Odyssey because the director says it'll be a while before we get another film out of him. He also pointed out that he's been putting on a new movie in 3-year intervals, so expect it to be at least 2029 before we see another. What is the name of his 2014 sci-fi adventure film about a NASA astronaut?
Ooh, I never saw it. I can pick. Apollo 13.
Nope.
I don't know.
I miss your dings and your.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can open it up if you can get. Yeah.
It was Interstellar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At least that didn't ring a bell. What are the final totals?
Dave 2, Tim 3.
You brought it today, Dave.
Close battle.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried.
You did a great job, man. We appreciate that. We always appreciate you listening to call, and I appreciate that, man. It's good to hear from you. But you know what you need to say, Dave?
It's a day from Cleveland, and I did not trump one-eyed Timmy today.